Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD iHeart or wherever you're downloaded it from. Thank you for doing that. We're brought to you as usual by Life's First Naturals, the makers of True Biotics and Bovine Colostrum. It is the quality in Bovine Colostrum and in probiotics, that is True Biotics and Bovine Colostrum. Go to their website, lifesfirstnaturals.com, and see the data that shows how effective these are in randomized controlled trials. Nothing but the best in trials, randomized controlled. And of course, it's Longevity Playbook. We have a new website coming. They have a new website coming. Should be up today or tomorrow at the latest. So go there and sign up for the newsletter. It's a free newsletter once a week. Gives you the latest information on longevity and really a great cartoon relating to it. I love today's cartoon. The newsletters do come out on Tuesday. Same time our podcasts come out. Thanks very much. You'll get it in your mailbox. It has a very high open rate. You can send it to your friends. They'll like the cartoons as well as the information that's provided. And by the way, I am really proud of something. The data has recently come out that women get a little greater benefit from exercise than men. Believe it or not, that's in the actual age test. And as long ago as 1998, we had it in our database. And so I'm really proud that our data is, you know, since the 1998 database first went up, nothing has been reversed. And you wouldn't expect it to be because we only put in, and there are 151 choices. They're now 187. But we only put in things where there was at least four studies in humans and a preponderance of data of effect. And that's true with the women benefiting a little more than men from exercise, but both genders benefit dramatically, and it gets bigger the older you are. That is, starting at age 70 is not too late. Starting at age 80 isn't too late. That is, the key is doing it. And speaking of doing it, our longevity playbook story of the week today is that the sports leagues, and I guess this is also our wellness foreplay story of the week, the sports leagues promise the White House, every sports league promises the White House that they will encourage and provide more opportunities for non-professional athletes to get more physical activity. Those are key stories. So let's go through the stories. The first one that I want to cover is acupuncture, and this is a very interesting one. We're calling this a well beyond wellness story, and it could be a longevity is the next disruptor story. Let me tell you what it says. This was in Taiwan, and it was 23,000 people who had rheumatoid arthritis and were randomly allocated to either acupuncture or no acupuncture. At the end of the study, this is a 13-year study with 23,000 people. At the end of the study, 341 in the acupuncture group and 605 in the no acupuncture group had a ischemic stroke. So rheumatoid arthritis predisposes to strokes, and it looks like acupuncture. You say, how the hell did it do that? Well, it turns down, acupuncture literally turns down your inflammatory response. It turns down your, what we would call your cytokine or inflammatory response. The amount of, if you will, inflammation causing or items that are there to get rid of bad actors, which are inflammatory actors. Well, in this case, inflammatory actors increase your risk of a plaque being disrupted from your arteries, and acupuncture seemed to be a benefit. So that is our Well Beyond Wellness, and as well as the Well Beyond Wellness story, it's also our number one longevity is the next disruptor story. Why? Because decreasing inflammation is a key, whether it is doing it by flossing regularly and getting rid of periodontal disease, or whether it is getting immunizations up to date, or whether it is just taking a baby aspirin morning and night, or colchicine. Doing any of those is important at decreasing your inflammation and your risk of inflammatory-related disease. A longevity is the next disruptor story, too. Dizziness is linked to mortality risk. So if you've got a dizziness on getting up and you've got another thing, such as cardiovascular disease or cancer or diabetes, or even if you don't, dizziness increases your risk of those diseases and of death from one of those diseases. How much does it do it? It about increases it by 50%. That is, if you look at it, it increased the death rate from diabetes by 66%, for cardiovascular disease, other than diabetes, 33%, and for cancer, about 21%. When you add it all together, it increased the risk by about 50% of all-cause mortality. So dizziness is not something to ignore. It is something to get treatment for, and a large part of this, you would suspect, was from falling and unintentional injuries, but it wasn't. It was from cardiovascular disease, it was from cancer, and it was from diabetes. Why? Well, presumably because what causes the dizziness is also causing the other things. The study was an association study and not a randomized controlled study. The next study I want to talk to you about is one on Mounjaro tirzepatide, significantly reduced hemoglobin A1C and body weight, not in type 2 diabetics or not in just normal people, but in type 1 diabetics. It's often thought we shouldn't use it because it might lower the levels, and there was no insulin to release, which is one of the things it does. But it was worried that in type 1 diabetes, it would cause too much of a low blood sugar. It doesn't do that. It does, in fact, help you lose weight and normalize blood sugar control. That is Mounjaro. Remember, I said the longevity playbook story of the week and section, and as well as our wellness foreplay story of the week, is the sports leagues, more than a dozen of them, and players associations, from the NFL to the PGA Tour to WBA to NBA to the NHL, have all committed to the White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, Health, and the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Medicine, where many of them serve as advisors. Many of them have representatives that serve as advisors, that they will expand their programs on physical activity and bring it to the schools where these athletes, of course, are admired by the students. So this is a really important, if you will, item, and will be, I think people will get to start to do it. Now, one of the stories that caught my eye, and that is really a Roizen rule for a younger you story this week is the high risk of HPV in women because of heart disease deaths. So we know of human papillomavirus, HPV, that the high-risk strains, the women with that, and this was done in Korea, but the women with these high-risk strains, and most of them are 30 and older. Remember, we started getting the vaccine against it, and schoolgirls and, if you will, boys, that is 11 to 12-year-olds, were advocated for it. It's advocated up to age 45 now. But most people over the age of 30 haven't been vaccinated against it, and it increases heart disease, we assume because of the inflammation it causes in blood vessels. So this is a big thing. It's a threefold to fourfold increase in heart disease risk. Now you say, what does HPV really cause? Well, it is the leading cause of cervical cancer. It is the major cause of cervical cancer. That's why the vaccine was developed against it, to prevent cervical cancer in women. But it also is a, if not the major cause of throat cancer in both men and women. And you can say that's due to oral sex. Remember, this is a no embarrassment zone, you, the owner's manual podcast. And in whatever the message it is that you should get if you're engaging in sex and you're not monogamous and your partner is not monogamous or you are not monogamous, you really want to get the HPV vaccine as soon as possible. It's two shots and it has an amazing amount of protection. And if you don't care about throat cancer, cervical cancer, you just care about heart disease, stroke, and memory loss, it protects against those substantially too. The CDC, and this is a Well Beyond Wellness story as well, redefined the definition of Lyme disease cases, and they doubled last year. The cases doubled. It was that the definition included much more on joint injury and infection risk. Remember, wear long clothes if you go out hiking, especially in spring, summer, and fall in areas where there are deer, because the deer tick is one that gives it to you. And that's an important aspect of this doubling. Another Roizen rule for a younger you, story of the week: erectile dysfunction drugs are tied to less Alzheimer's disease. It was known from Cleveland Clinic studies that the drug Viagra and as well as Cialis seem to block the attachment of amyloid and tau to neurons, thus decreasing risk. That was done by a study using quaternary computer and then follow up a cell culture. It turned out now a study from Great Britain shows that men who take erectile dysfunction drugs, and by the way, in the Cleveland Clinic studies, it was both men and women. The women get it for pulmonary hypertension at a lower dose, but in a dose-related fashion. So it was a 22% reduction in women, about a 65% reduction in men. Well, in this study of men in England, the more they took these drugs, in other words, how often did they get prescriptions, in those men with more than 50 prescriptions over a 10-year period, there was a decrease by about 35% in the risk of Alzheimer's disease. So strong protection from Cialis and Viagra, whether it is more sex or those drugs in the study, we can't tell. The next study is just one to be alert for, and this again is a longevity is the next disruptor story. and that is men with obstructive sleep apnea have early bone loss. The thought is that the obstruction changes your acid-base status, making it more acid, taking calcium and other minerals out of your bone. And that's the thought on what's happening. There's one other story that we should go over this week, which is that there are a set of proteins now. They've been doing surveys of people who are likely to develop heart attack in the future. And by getting a bunch of their blood in advance, knowing the proteins they have in them, and then seeing who develops cardiovascular disease, they've developed four proteins that they think show increased risk in advance and let us know how to protect against it. That study will be coming up. So, a reminder, we are brought to you by longevityplaybook.com and Life's First Naturals, the makers of both bovine colostrum and TrueBiotics. Go to their website to see the randomized double-blind controlled trials that show where they are beneficial. Now, before we go, I want to just say, first story, acupuncture decreased ischemic stroke. It was about a 50% decrease because of a decrease in inflammatory markers. The sports leagues promise more exercise. Why is that good? Again, it's a decrease in inflammation. High-risk HPV heightens the risk of heart disease. Why? Because HPV infection increases inflammation, and erectile dysfunction drugs decrease Alzheimer risk. Why? Because they prevent the attachment and subsequent inflammation in the brain from amyloid and tau. What have you heard? A bunch of reasons to decrease inflammation in your body. Best way of doing that? Stay thin, exercise, do stress management. Stress management is the most powerful way we know of decreasing inflammation in your body. Second only, in second place, would be staying thin, getting your immunizations up to date. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen, you, the owner's manual. This is 1190A. You'll want to turn in the B because we have a great guest, Paul Offit, who really deserves an incredible amount of applause for his work on vaccines. He was the one who developed the rotavirus vaccine, which has stopped millions of kids from dying from diarrhea and from being sick from it. He is a major factor in helping us understand vaccines. We're going to talk about COVID, long COVID, and can we design a better vaccine for it? That's what his book talks about on the B segment, 1190B, Tell Me When It's Over. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back next week, and we hope you are too. Thanks again for listening.